KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
Oh, you know, nothing like live radio. We have so much fun. And if you didn't miss or if you didn't hear our first couple segments with Johnny and Friends, make sure you come back when we have it posted. Brady joined us for the full half hour. Brady is the person in his family affected with disability. But he and his family were both, they were all here. Julie and Pal Flagg, Brady's parents, and Brady Flagg. Sure appreciated them and Mary, of course, from Johnny and Friends, New Mexico, for coming in as they do every month. Next up, you know, I need to tell you this too. Part of doing this show, you know, living here in New Mexico, it's one of the most beautiful states in the nation. I'm a little biased. I always tell friends from Florida, I go, Sunshine State, whatever. We've got them beat by the amount of sunshine each year. But, you know, there's a lot of things that need to be worked on in our state. And there's people who need assistance. And, you know, sometimes there's just a need for a place for families to go and enjoy time together, not in front of something electronic, but to soak in some culture. And we're going to touch on both of those today. In studio with me, Val is here. Now, Val's almost family, right, Val?
Absolutely.
Val's known my wife longer than I have.
That's true.
Val is with the Albuquerque Little Theater. And remind me, Val, you told me when you came in, you do a lot of the marketing with the Little Theater and more.
Well, I'm actually the house manager, but okay. I also am the advertising director and coordinator.
Okay. So she's well involved there. I'm not sure you're the only part of your family involved at the theater. Is that right?
That is correct. My husband is actually the director of operations. Okay. I don't know if you knew that.
I did not.
But I know where you're going with that. And the reason why Mark and I are both at the theater would be our gorgeous, talented, and amazing 16-year-old daughter who is one of your biggest fans, and that's Emily Peacock.
Yeah, well, ABQ God's Talent has been going on for several years, and she participated in that. I believe a year before last, she walked away with it.
Yes, sir. Year before last, she was their number one, their first place winner.
So you and your family, very busy in the community. Also in studio with us, Shannon Holmes. He's the intake coordinator with the Salvation Army here in Albuquerque, along with Major Raywin Aspathia. Did I get that right?
Okay. You did.
The area commander and core officer for the area. Thank you guys for coming in. Now, intake coordinator Shannon, what does that involve?
That involves me actually reaching out to the community, bringing in people who actually need help, whether it be alcoholics, drug addicts, or even people just off the street.
Okay.
Need a place to be.
Okay. So essentially dealing with many of the at-risk men and women in our community, and there's an opportunity for them to get some assistance from the Salvation Army.
Absolutely.
And good. Pull that whole thing right there. You go. Just pull a little closer to you. Walk us real quick through that program and what that program means.
So as a beneficiary myself of the program, I came in a broken man, alcoholic. I walked in, they graciously took me in, and it's a program, right? You're going to do books and you're going to do papers and you're going to receive counseling. But more than that, you're going to get an experience with God. We allow you to reach out, to understand, to get a better grasp of what it means to be a Christian.
Very good. Now, how long ago was it that you went through that program?
I graduated on Easter of 23, but I've been sober for over 2 years now.
God bless you. Very good. That's awesome. And now, I mean, look how the Lord's using you to reach others for his purpose and for his glory. So thank you, Shannon, for your work. And congratulations, man.
Thank you very much.
Major Raywin Aspathia, can I say Raywin?
Yeah, please.
Okay. All right. Now, you've been with the Salvation Army for some time?
For a few years.
Yeah, what's a few years?
Well, I kind of grew up in the Salvation Army, okay. And I'm from New Zealand, and it was just my church growing up.
Oh, okay.
Coming to America, I ended up working for the Salvation Army.
Now, what brought you to New Mexico?
We were assigned to New Mexico. Okay. I was currently working in Phoenix, and this was our next appointment.
Oh, okay. Okay. A lot cooler here.
Yes, thankfully.
I always tell friends, I say, what's Albuquerque?
Oh, there you go.
That's good.
Now, being an area commander or corps officer with the Salvation Army, what does that entail here in New Mexico?
So we had the main thing that we really have here is the 40-bed rehab center.
Okay.
It's fully funded by donations and all the thrift stores that we have. We have 4 thrift stores in the area. The guys learn how to work again by being in the stores or in the warehouse. It's the largest thing. We have a 56-unit retirement home for seniors, for low-income seniors. We call it Silver Crest because when you get old, you get silver on your crest. And then, of course, we have the church, and then we have family services, which is where we offer the rent, help, and food and utilities and everything we can. We're trying to fix up our building right now because we internally demolished it ourselves. It was in such poor shape. HVAC wasn't working. The roof leaked. You just had to put buckets everywhere. So it's currently being fixed. So we've been temporarily housed up at our church on Bryn Mawr. But hopefully within the next few months, we'll be back down on Broadway and be able to do a little bit more help, including showers and things.
Okay, now the church on Bryn Mawr has regular services. What times are those?
We do an adult Bible study at 9:30, and then we have church at 10:45.
Okay, and now we were talking about the program that's available for men and women that are
at this point, it's just men.
Okay.
We closed the women's program a few years ago, and hasn't opened up again.
Okay. Now, here's a question. Someone's listening. You never know who you're talking to on the radio,
right?
What would it take to get the women's program back up and running, or is that an option eventually?
Well, we're trying to fix up the building.
Okay.
We need our stores need to generate a bit more income.
Okay.
This kid'll kick off this weekend could generate a bit more. It's about the funding.
Right.
Ideally, the stores support the rehab center because we don't want government funding. But they don't fully support it. So we do mail appeal and other things to help cover the cost.
Okay, so let's talk about the red carpet, red kettle kickoff.
Yes.
Talk about a family event. How much fun? Now, is this an annual event? Is this a new event?
This is our second annual.
Okay.
It's awesome. Terry Farmer is currently our advisory board chairman, and he was on the board at the Albuquerque Little Theater.
Uh-huh.
And one of our complaints I often hear is, gosh, I didn't know you did that. We did a little stat thing with a bucket list and our stats, and most people are, wow, I didn't know you did that. So we thought we should do a friend-raiser. And then we don't have – people give to us, but they don't often know what we do. So Albuquerque Little Theater had the great big parking lot, and thanks to Terry, I'm going to hang him out. It was him. We thought, gosh, we could maybe do something together. Our partners could maybe join Albuquerque Little Theater, and Albuquerque Little Theater could find out a little bit more about what we do.
Okay, so I'm going to real quick run through the details of the event, but I want to touch more on what both of these organizations do, and we're up against a break. So what I'll do is I'll give the information for the event, we'll go to a break, and then we'll come back, and I want to go into more detail, some of the impact that you have on the car that you brought, and talk about the opportunity for people to enjoy the culture that they can find together as a family at Albuquerque Little Theater. Here's the event. It's the Red Carpet Red Kettle Kickoff. It's actually going to be at the Albuquerque Little Theater, real easy to find. From Central, you go south on San Pasquale, real close to Old Town, but just Google it. It's easy to find. Just south of San Pasquale, there's a large parking lot. That's the Albuquerque Little Theater, and it's still a red brick building, right? You'll clearly see all kinds of things out there on Saturday, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's going to be really a full day of family fun and fundraising. Now, it's a free event to come out to, but between now and Saturday, we encourage you to take some time in prayer to think about how you want to impact these nonprofits that are having a positive impact on our community, okay? There's going to be a car show. If I remember correctly, looking at the flyer, I think there's going to be a bunch of Mopars out there as part of the event. There are a couple different clubs, a couple different car clubs. I know one of them, the Mopar. And if you don't know what Mopar is, I'm a car guy a little bit. old hot rod guy. That's like the Dodge Charger, Challenger, the Roadrunner. Mopar made some cool hot rods back in the day. And I don't know if I'm going to do any of the Tokyo Drift Mopars.
Not sure, but.
There'll be a car show out there and a crafts show, which is perfect. As you head towards the holidays, you can go get some shopping done at the crafts show. Food trucks will be there, so you don't need to, worry about going somewhere else for lunch or a brunch. They'll have door prizes. Any news on the door prizes we want to entice people with?
Well, we have a lot of our vendors that are crafting that will be donating their items.
Nice.
Tickets to the shows coming up. We have a lot of goodies.
Yeah. We do have a couple of gifts from the Top Golf.
Oh, nice. So
that'll be a silent auction that they get $50.
Okay, so I got to tell you, when I go there, I used to be a better golf. I haven't, but I'm going to tell you, if you haven't been there, one of the things they do, they've got, you could play like video games with where you hit
like
the ball.
Oh, like Angry Birds.
Yes.
Right at Angry
and actually,
Birds.
They have a new one. I think they're doing Sonic the Hedgehog now at Top Golf. But you'd be a terrible golfer and still get out there and enjoy. But free show tickets, as you mentioned, and a whole bunch more. It's happening at the Red Carpet Red Kettle Kickoff. Benefits both the Albuquerque Little Theater and our local Salvation Army. It'll be this Saturday at the Albuquerque Little Theater, just south of Central on San Pasquale, very close to the Country Club, right?
Right across the street.
Yeah. Actually, if you want more details, go to albuquerquelittletheater.org/exclusive-backstage-tours. And you'll see all that information there as well. We're going to take a quick break and go into some more detail about both of these organizations and their part in this community. That's after this on ABQ Connect. Well, I tell you, someday I'm going to record everything that happens during the break, and we'll make that another podcast. best part of the radio show often is what is off the air, but welcoming into studio. Continuing to welcome into studio. Val is here. Val's with the Albuquerque Little Theater. And then we have a couple of guests from the Salvation Army, Shannon Holmes, the intake coordinator, and Major Ray Wynn Espathia, the area commander and core officer. And when we went to the break, we said we'd come back and talk a little bit about what's happening at these organizations. We got about a little more than 5 minutes, so I want to make sure to cover. But Val, the next show coming is a familiar one to most families.
That's right. It's going to be a great one.
Now, is it the music? Everything everyone expects from the original animated, or
absolutely?
Okay. Beauty and the Beast,
and it's going to be a live orchestra.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow.
Now, you know what? I forget which theater I was at. I've been to Albuquerque Little Theater for several productions, but I remember being at one of those small local theaters and was enjoying it. It was like halfway through the show before I realized, that's live music.
It makes such a difference.
No, it's so good. And you know what? And I was saying off the air, every time my wife and I get to the theater, including the Albuquerque Little Theater, every time we say, we got to do this more often. And, tickets to the Little Theater, I mean, they range, but probably anywhere from 20 to whatever. It's you could easily say, man, I spend that much on, lunch sometimes.
Movie tickets.
Right.
Movie tickets are expensive.
I mean, I'd much rather go see a live production.
Absolutely.
I don't go to the movies anymore. But I will go to a live theater. And Albuquerque Little Theater's website, I want to make sure you know where that is. It's albuquerquelittletheater.org. Anything about Beauty and the Beast that's a standout that you want to mention?
Well, a phenomenal cast. I mean, there are so many talented people in this cast. It's a large cast of about 35. And, I'm a little biased, but my daughter Emily is in the cast. She played Chip in 2020 when the production was being done that year, but unfortunately COVID shut it down after the first weekend. So Chip grew up a little bit. So now Chip is in the ensemble and has some lead dance roles, and she's doing amazing. So
very good. So it's going to be one of those that you go see and just about sing along with every song.
Absolutely. You know. And get to see all the youngsters come, those little kids.
Yep.
They all come dressed up in costume.
You know, going to an amusement park, you know, or something like this with children, I remember one of the first times when we brought our kids to an amusement park, and I thought, you know, I'm not about amusement parks so much anymore, but you go with your kiddo and you enjoy it through their living through it. Yeah.
It's
just a joy. And I tell my, you know, this is something I've told my kids at times like that when I'm watching them. It's like, you make my heart glad. And it does. So what a great opportunity to get out and see. Now, what's the dates for Beauty and the Beast? And then we'll move on to Salvation Army.
Beauty and the Beast will be opening on Friday, December 6th. And we are running through Christmas Eve. Our last show will be on Christmas Eve that afternoon.
All right. Now, as I mentioned, Salvation Army also in studio with us, Shannon Holmes, the intake coordinator, and Major Raywin Espathia. Raywin, there's a lot of work that's being done by the Salvation Army each year. Mm-hmm. Now, the numbers that are here, is this an annual number or?
This is annual.
Okay.
Last 2023.
Wow.
That's the state of New Mexico.
Now, let me run through some of this. In 2023, the local Salvation Army here in New Mexico helped 53,121 people, provided 43,159 nights of shelter. I mean, you know, it's starting to get cold outside. And, you know, in the summer, it's hot and uncomfortable.
Right.
And they served 476,795 meals to hungry people. And I'll tell you, now, I don't think I ever did it at the Salvation Army. I volunteered to serve meals elsewhere. And if you've never done that, is that something people can come do and just volunteer to help with?
Not currently at the moment.
Okay.
We try to keep the rehab house just inside.
Okay. But if you ever get an opportunity to do that,
right?
Again, it's one of those opportunities you have. You think you're going to bless someone, and you do, but you end up getting blessed.
Right. I got to tell you a story about Roswell.
Okay.
I served there for 6 months, and there's a guy there named Mark,
yeah,
who is just a very humble guy, and he uses his own money to buy all the food. He just uses the Salvation Army kitchen to twice a week cook it up and then use our van to take it out. He knows all the little nooks and crannies where the homeless stay in and the little canyons behind buildings. We just provide the building literally, and he does it all. So if someone has a heart to do it, they could do the same thing.
So here's what and there's a whole bunch of numbers just like that to go through, you know, to press on. With time we have left, I want to make sure people are reminded about the red carpet, Red Kettle Kickoff. It's at the Albuquerque Little Theater this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's just south of Central on San Pasquale. Easy to get to. And it's going to be a family day where you can get out there. It's a free event to get out to. And they'll be doing fundraising. And you can either just bring a gift, a monetary gift to give towards these organizations. They're doing a fundraiser together, the Albuquerque Little Theater and the Salvation Army in New Mexico. There's going to be a car show, and I know all ages love that. Arts and crafts show, you can do some of that shopping. As Val mentioned, I forget if it was off the air, but you know they'll have gift cards you can purchase from Albuquerque Little Theater. What a great gift to give someone as we head into the holiday season. They'll have food trucks, door prizes. There'll be music, free show tickets that they'll be giving away. So, again, go to albuquerquelittletheater.org/exclusive-backstage-tours, which is something that's happening at the event, too. You don't always get a chance to go backstage. You can hear the music. We're out of time, but that'll be another thing happening. So I do want to thank all of you, Raywin, Shannon, Val. Thank you for all you do for our community. Thank you for this event Saturday. And don't be strangers. Open door.
Join us.
Right. Absolutely.
You guys got to let us know. Thanks for tuning in. Coming up, Jay Sekulo, and at 3 o'clock in the market. Thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.